Hello, welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 384. I'm your host, Sid Souter. This week, we're going to be counting down my favorite songs of 2016. Of course, you can visit the website and see what my top 35 songs are, or my top 25 albums, or even my top EP picks of the year. But on this podcast, we only have time to play the top 7. So let's do that now, and we're going to start here with a track by the Heyman Koopa Band. The song is called Someone to Care for Me, and it is the A-side of that single, 7-inch two-song single, released on Static Caravan back in May of this year. This is, of course, the project of Darren Heyman and Emma Koopa, two names that should be familiar to anyone who's a fan of indie pop, particularly in the UK. So here we go. The Heyman Koopa Band with the song Someone to Care for Me.
I'm an asshole. I forget names. I forget faces. I'm an asshole. I show up late and I leave early.
So don't listen to me. I never listen to you. I know you hate me right now. I want someone to care for.
Someone to care for me.
Someone to care for.
Someone to care for me.
Someone to care for.
Someone to care for me. I want someone to care for.
Someone to care for me.
Someone to care for.
Someone to care for me.
Someone to care for.
Someone to care for. What did I do? How did I lose you? I never think, I never do. I've been a dick to you.
So don't listen to me. I never listen to you. And I know you hate me right now. I want the same things as you.
I want someone to care for.
saw you leaving in that gray parked car with your bag in hand. We were traveling far, and every silence is the last all day. There's a part of me pushing you away.
Part of the fun of creating these top songs of a 2016 list is going back and listening to music that I had forgotten about. And that was one of those tracks. That was the Pooches with the song New Year's. That's on the band's self-titled album that came out on Lamo Records back in September of this year still. A band from Glasgow, Scotland, fronted by Jimmy Hindle. I don't know much about that band. I don't remember much about that band, but I know that that song is aces. And then we started that set off with the Heyman Koopa Band with that song, Someone to Care for Me. When we count down the top tracks of the year, we don't really get to pick the order they come in. So we're going to make a hard left turn right here into Brimstone Coven with the song Black Magic. Take some acid, turn up the guitar, put on those headphones. Here it comes. right. A couple bands there paying tributes to decades gone by and doing it well enough to land in my top songs of 2016. We started there with Brimstone Coven with the song Black Magic. That is the title track of the band's album, released on Metal Blade Records back in January of 2016, a band from Wheeling, West Virginia there. And definitely, maybe it's all nostalgia. Maybe it's happy memories of sitting on the carpet, listening to the hi-fi at my parents' house while Uriah Heep played in the early 70s. But that track there, I just love that one. And then we heard from B.B. Galini with the song Adam. That is on the Need All the Help I Can Get album. They self-released that back in March of 2016. A band from Minneapolis. This seems to be a project band of people enjoying some girl group and just wonderful garage rock in between projects of their other bands. But man, I love it. And that song is even a cover of the Paragons' 1966, 67 or so should have been hit ABBA. So I don't know if I've ever had a cover land in my top songs of the year before, but that one just really, really speaks to me. I'm never going to get tired of listening to that one. Let me tell you how the podcast works. Generally, I listen to music every week, and then I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We get through it together. But this time, I'm taking those tracks that I listen to all year long and finding the ones that I want to listen to the most again. These aren't the best songs. These aren't any sort of intrinsic value. This is completely subjective, and it's really just based on what do I want to listen to again and again and again, and that's how these tracks end up here. So let's continue on here. I've got a track by Rob Crow's Gloomy Place. The song is called Business Interruptus, and it's on his new album, You're Doomed, Be Nice.
Oh, hotel sink. Does anyone know the password for the Wi-Fi? There's this guy that I'm supposed to be emailing, telling him to join the band. Come on tour, get in the van. What are you waiting for? We got the whole wide world to see. Ain't it something? The whole wide world. We got the whole wide world to see. Ain't it something? Load into the club. Everyone's in love.
Everyone's in love.
Line check, mic check, sound check, mindset. Checkity check before you wreckity wreck. Load out in the morning. Find a crappy diner. Over easy tomato and rye. It doesn't get any finer. Experience Regina. Join the band. Come on tour. Get in the van. What are you waiting for? We got the whole wide world to see. Ain't it something? The whole wide world. We got the whole wide world to see. Ain't it something? The whole wide. Check out the whole wide world. Check out the whole wide world. We got the whole wide world to see. Ain't it
something. This is definitely getting exciting as we count down the top tracks of 2016. We heard from number three. That was Rob Crow's Gloomy Place with the song Business Interruptus. That was released on You're Doomed to Be Nice, which came out back in March of 2016 on Temporary Residence. So nice to have Rob Crow back after a short retirement from music, trying to figure out how to make it work, how to make life work, and healthy choices and responsible and mature choices and still make music is a very hard thing. So hopefully Rob Crow has some answers and maybe he'll share them with all of us. That track there, I'm just brilliant. And then we heard from Shotgun Jimmy with my number two song of the year, song Join the Band, from the album Field of Trampolines, released March 18th on You've Changed Records, of course a product of Sackville, New Brunswick. If you visit the Too Much Rock website, you'll find the video for that song where he plays everything, drums, guitar, sings, and does it so exceptionally well. So I'm so happy to hear another Shotgun Jimmy album, and he seems to make it into the countdown every year, or at least every year that he gets an album out. Just love that. That is what rock and roll is really supposed to be. So I got one song left, but before that, let me go ahead and wrap things up. Let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 384. This is the Best of 2016 edition. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on your favorite social media sites, including Twitter and Facebook at Sid Much Rock. Look at the concert calendar. New Year's Eve shows. I think I'm probably going to end up at that Architects American Discord show at Davies. But there's a interesting show with Chokey and Bummer and some others at Holy Cow that night as well. Looking forward into January, a few things to note. There's a big hardcore show with Pure Disgust playing at Prohibition Hall on the 4th. That Bowie tribute, The Band That Fell to Earth, will be playing on the 7th at Record Bar. And I saw that last time around, and it was fantastic. On the 12th, Entombed AD is playing at Riot Room, and that's a big metal show. Emmeline Twist is playing at the Record Bar on the 20th with Hipshot Killer and someone else, and that's some sort of tribute that I should probably have known, but I can't remember now. On the 28th, Cave Girls are playing the replay. It's been way too long since I've seen them, so I hope I'm back in town for that one. On the 10th, the Too Much Rock singles launch at Mills. Can't tell you who it is yet, but there will be a new Too Much Rock single, and we'll be partying on Friday, February 10th, at Mills to launch that. On the 11th, Marduk at Riot Room. I think Stonehaven's playing that one. There'll be lots of metal. Same with Origin on the 18th at Riot Room. So much metal happening there, and so little of it that you care about. But here we are. This is my podcast and my website and my weird taste. I appreciate you humoring me. On the 24th, Shiner is playing at the Record Bar. And on the 28th of February, Dropkick Murphys are at the Uptown. Looking at the website, lots of stuff popped up. The top 35 songs of 2016, including three Adventure picks. The top 25 albums of 2016, the top EPs of 2016. And I think there's probably photo and video up of the Bummer and Stonehaven show that happened earlier this week at Riot Room. Where else, right? So anyway, one track left for you. Let's go ahead and play this. My favorite song of the year is from a local band, Brewinger. The song is Exorcism Rock, which is the title track of that album. Released November 4th on Doghouse Records. And recorded, I don't know, probably about a year before that. It seems like he'd had that album in the can for so long, but I'm very happy that that it finally has come out, because these are some of the best songs he's ever written, and certainly my favorite song of the year. Just listen to that hook at the chorus. Anyway, let's wrap things up. This is Brewinger with the song Exorcism Rock, my number one song of 2016. Thank you very much for listening. We'll be back next week with new music.